With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. While the Farm Bill is crucial policy for agriculture, it's for the birds, too. The State of the Birds 2017 report from the North American Bird Conservation Initiative says Farm Bill conservation programs are helping farmers and ranchers keep those lands productive while supporting birds and other wildlife species. Andrew Schmidt is with the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies and says privately owned land provides crucial habitat.
If you look at migratory birds, they're certainly not coming down that flyway avoiding private lands. So how do we create that habitat throughout their range to allow those birds and species to thrive, keeping birds off the endangered species list, keeping common birds common?
Schmidt says conservation provisions in the Farm Bill have helped stabilize populations of grassland birds. He also explains habitat work goes hand in hand with soil and water quality improvements.
If you're trying to create good grassland habitat, that habitat is going to restore that landscape to its native plant community, which by extension will also assist with soil health, nutrient runoff, and water quality and quantity issues.
The report makes recommendations for the 2018 Farm Bill, including increased funding for the voluntary incentive-based conservation programs that benefit farmers and ranchers, as well as grasslands and wetlands. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.